Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
All-star break. Who needs an all-star break? Certainly not the Orlando Magic. Tonight is the final contest before the team will take a week-long hiatus for the NBA all-star break. And what in the world does it need to come for right now? Tell you what, Magic might be playing their best basketball of the season. Winners of five of their last six, four straight, including three out on the NBA road. No. Keep the games coming. Tonight is game number 59 for the Orlando Magic at 26-32. 15-15 inside their home venue. They'll take on the Charlotte Hornets, who at 27-29, 8-20, are in the playoffs as of today. So today is a big game for one big, big reason. Play a division rival and a head-to-head competition. So you not only do you have a chance to make up a game, but you also have a chance to bring that season series a little bit closer to sea level. And with that said, hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the glorious Sunshine State. If you're listening, today was a big day around the Amway Center for multiple reasons. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to cover it pretty in depth. And I think we have you covered. Producer Cody is manning the controls. So here's what we have going on today. We caught up with the former number one overall pick in 2017, Markelle Fultz. We'll have a one-on-one interview with him coming up in the second segment. In the first segment, we're going to dive into the press conference about Markelle Fultz earlier today, where President of Basketball Operations Jeff Weltman, along with Markelle Fultz himself and head coach Steve Clifford, addressed the media. And they addressed the media for, I want to say, about 15 minutes. Took every question. Multiple outlets were there. Multiple questions were asked about a timeline, about his state of health, about his mental health. And I thought it was very, very interesting from the moment that everybody walked through. So that is what is on the docket for today's show. And if you have not heard, the Magic and the Hornets are getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time. Tickets are still available. All you have to do, go to OrlandoMagic.com to get your tickets today. Okay, let's dive right into this because I think it's going to take the majority of the first segment on the show. But press conferences specifically are interesting this time of year. Usually when you have a large press conference, one, it's to introduce a new player, two, to introduce a new draft pick, three, to introduce a new front office, a new head coach. And during my 5 years here, there have been a lot of press conferences. But I can't ever remember a press conference having this much zest, this much energy, and just this much mystery surrounding it. You know, so much has been made about Markelle Fultz, who we met earlier today. Got to talk to him, got to shake his hand. Wonderful human being. Absolutely great person. And I think Central Florida is going to love him. But the question becomes, what happens on the court? And so here we go. We're going to go through this press conference in chronological order, and it's going to start with Jeff Weltman welcoming the crowd.
I know this is really a Q&A, but I just wanted to begin by saying, again, how excited we are to have Markelle Fultz part of the Orlando Magic family. It's very rare that you get a chance to add a player of Markelle's ability and character to your team. And, you know, these days don't happen very often. So, you know, it's a good day for the Magic. And it means that now we begin the work that goes into getting Markelle where he needs to be. There's nothing more important to us than the character of the people that we bring in. And this would not be something that we would look to do but not for the character of Markelle and the character of the staff and our ability to get him where he needs to be. So an exciting day for us. And now I guess we'll just open it up to Q&A.
You know, the one thing that President of Basketball Operations Jeff Weltman kept on hitting there, and I'm sure you guys heard it as a buzzword too, character. Said it 4 or 5 times in the closing 15 seconds of that clip. And if there's one thing I can vouch after meeting Markelle, after looking him in the eye, the dude is of the highest of character, an absolute joy to be around. And the hard work that they mentioned is coming. And you'll hear it from Markelle throughout the course of these clips that we're going to play. But for the Magic, you could just see the excitement from Jeff Weltman. You know, he mentioned it right off the top. There's very few opportunities to acquire players with this kind of a skill set for what you acquired him for. And so for the Magic, all they're doing right now is they're welcoming a kid who's still just 20 years old. Remember, up until Luka Doncic played this year, He was the youngest player to ever record a triple-double in the NBA. And so what the Magic firmly believe is that they can get him into their culture, they can get him into their development staff, and you hear Mo Bamba talk about this all the time. If there's one thing this organization really does right, is that they take care of their own. And they did it with Jonathan Isaac, and they're bearing the fruits of their labor now, and it's happening with Mo Bamba. When you don't need to rush guys back, then you let them flourish and you let them do it on their own timetable. All right, clip number two involves Markelle Fultz himself. This is the first time we got to hear from him. And I believe the first question was asked about what his reaction was to the trade.
John Denton, OrlandoMagic.com. Markelle, what was your initial reaction, when you got word that you were coming here?
My initial reaction was I was excited, you know. When I first found out, I was actually doing rehab, you know, and then I found out. And my first thing was just first to thank God, you know, for another opportunity, you know, to be blessed to do that. And then I just looked at the opportunity in front of me and I thought, I mean, it was perfect for me and my family, you know, to get a fresh start and, you know, especially with the team and, you know, the coaching staff here and the organization. I was more than happy, so.
He kept hearing about excitement, about how much he loves to work, about him being in rehab, and just him being overall excited for a new opportunity. Look, a change of scenery, it's good for everybody. Some people are made to play in large markets. Some people are made to deal with the constant media struggle that comes with that. And then again, some kids are young, and they want to live up to that pressure, and they want to succeed for the organization that drafted them, for the organization that invested in them, when sometimes they don't really know how to say, I'm hurt. I shouldn't be playing through this. I need to figure out what's wrong with me. I mean, think about when you were 20 years old, right? You're probably out there in your first job, whether it was in college, whether it was post-college, whether it was just you didn't go to college. The one thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you impress your boss because they gave you an opportunity. They put you in there. They trusted you. And you want to show out for them. And the last thing you do in a situation like that, you call in sick. You don't show up to work. Or you just overall hide things that you don't want them to know about. And so I think that's what happens with young kids sometimes. And so now you kind of heard that in Markelle's voice is that now he's got an opportunity, a new fresh start, and they're going to do this right. And the most important thing is that he and the Magic do that right. And it kind of spoke to him later on when he was talking about how the Magic have emphasized that this is going to happen on his timeline.
I think the biggest thing, you know, that we've talked about is just doing stuff the right way and just building me up both as a man and on the court. And I think that's the music to my ears, really. Just two things that I really want to do is be the best player I can be and be the best young man I can be. And they do a great job of doing that, as you can see with the team they have now, you know, what they're doing now. So I think that was, I mean, perfect.
You know, to me, the amazing thing is that two themes keep cycling back throughout this press conference. And as I was sitting there, I was jotting down notes. And, you know, Jeff Weltman talked about character, talked about hard work, talked about doing it the right way. Those two themes, or three themes, whatever you want to count it as, I heard directly out of Markelle's mouth right there. And that is kind of the whole point, right? You want a player and an organization to be in sync. And yes, it's the opening press conference. Everybody wins the opening press conference. But to hear a president and a brand new player that they're just getting to know and understand, and in the words of Jeff Weltman, put their arms around, it's nice to hear them in concert with one another. It's nice to hear them on the same level. Now, here's the thing that everybody wants to know about. How is he physically? How is he mentally? Is he ready to go? What is the status of Markelle Fultz?
Rehab's going great, you know, right now. Like I said, we're focused on doing stuff the right way. Like I have a great group in LA, and the staff here, you know, is going to be coming out to help me with that. But right now, everything's going perfectly well. So right now, it's just about, you know, getting to where we're all on the same page and all doing the right things. So
those are the things that you wanted to hear. You know, Dante had Jeff on the Orlando Magic Pod Squad about 3 or 4 days ago. It happened right after the NBA trade deadline. It happened right when things were fresh. And one of the things that Jeff said that was very intriguing, it was just kind of an Easter egg hidden within a comment and just at the tail end of it, is that he said that he thinks Markelle has found something. And I think you hear it in Markelle's voice right there. You know, how positive, how upbeat he is, how good he feels about his current situation. Rehab is great. He's great. He's working hard. And he's ready to go. Now, patience is a virtue. Patience is key here. The Magic are not going to rush this. They don't need to. Markel is not going to rush this. He does not need to. But man, those are good things to hear. Those are positives to hear. And I think it was really, really encouraging. Now, what is it about Markel Fultz, right? Why has he been such an anomaly? Why has he been such a mystery? And why was this kid who played in the Pacific Northwest not seen a lot here on the East Coast because their games are so late? What was it about Markel that made him the consensus number one pick? If you would talk to probably 29 GMs throughout the course of the NBA, everybody would have had Markel Fultz at number one on their board in 2017. And Jeff spoke about what made him so special.
Jeff, we know that he obviously has the talent, you know, that was made him the number one overall pick. But as an evaluator, can you kind of describe what it was that made him so attractive during the draft and what you've seen from him since as well?
You know, Markel, his ability kind of fills up all the places that we look to, excel in today's NBA. You know, his size, his IQ, his vision, his skills. There's really not a whole lot that Markel can't do. And in today's NBA, where contact is so is called so tightly, the ability to get into the paint and work from the inside out. There's really, honestly, as Markel's game develops, as his body develops, as his experience level develops, there's not going to be too many things in a game that he can't do. And to have that in a person who you trust to be a quarterback, to think of others, to bring a team together, that marriage is something that you just don't see very often.
Size, IQ, vision, skill set, something that checks all the boxes, something that you want out of your point guard. And those are the things that Jeff Weltman kept hitting home. Those are the things that he kept reiterating. Now, ultimately, like head coach Steve Clifford says, it all comes down to whether or not he can shoot. But I think he's in a good situation. I think he's in a positive situation. And I think he's in the perfect situation for Markel Fultz. All right, we do have to duck in a quick break, but when we return here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center, we do have a one-on-one with Markel that I did earlier today. We'll play that back for you, and we'll also get you set for tonight's game as the Magic gets set to take on the Charlotte Hornets. All that and more coming up on the other side.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
I feel like everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm blessed, you know, to be drafted by the Sixers and, you know, play those 2 years with them. But to be here, it almost feels like home. Like I said, you know, how everybody's treating me, how, you know, I know so many people. And then seeing that picture of me with a Magic jersey on when I was young, it just feels like it's home.
That picture of him with a Magic jersey when he was a baby, it's a pretty good story that he's going to tell in this one-on-one interview that we're going to play back in about 2 or 3 minutes. But tonight, the Magic are getting set for what is a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight inside the Amway Center. It is the final game before the NBA All-Star break commences. Just a reminder that tickets are still available if you're looking for something to do for that loved one who maybe they love basketball, maybe they just love a night out, maybe you don't want to do a bar, maybe you don't want to do a restaurant. Give him some entertainment. Take him to a basketball game. Markel Fultz will be there. He won't play, but he will be there. And the Magic are trying to win their 5th straight basketball game. So good vibes all around. All right. So we spent the entire first segment talking about through the Markel Fultz press conference that happened earlier today. And I thought it was very interesting on numerous accounts. And if you didn't get to catch that segment, you can go back. You can listen to it on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn. All you got to do is search Orlando Magic Radio on either. You can catch that. You can also get a host of our other shows on there as well. But the one thing I took away when I met Markel today is that he's ready to go. He's fully committed. He's excited to be here. And just overall, a really great dude. Standing here with the Magic's new acquisition, Markel Fultz. First off, Markel, welcome to Orlando. This is a place that you've been before. How excited are you to be here, and how excited are you to get to know your teammates?
I'm super excited. You know, first of all, I'm blessed, you know, to have this opportunity, you know, to be here in Orlando. As far as my teammates, I feel like I'm already at home. You know, I know a lot of the guys on the team, but I'm really looking forward, you know, to get to learn the games and learn more about them. So,
what was that like when you found out that you were coming here and when you got the call from Jeff?
At first, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. And then once I heard the call, you know, I looked at the situation I was in. Thank God. And I was extremely happy, you know, just to have a fresh start, you know, and have a chance, you know, to grow with this young team that they have here that's already going on the, you know, the right track and moving in the right direction, and just be able to, you know, help this team and push them and help push them, you know, to the goal that we have to get to the championship and back to the playoffs. I was extremely excited. So
let's talk about that, because you do know a lot of the members on this team. You're in the same draft class as Jonathan Isaac, Wes Owundu. You know Mo Bamba from your time. Speak to your relationship with them. Speak to how you've kind of already connected with them and what you think the three of you guys specifically can accomplish.
You know, actually, it's crazy. You know, like you said, Jonathan's in my draft class, and Mo, I just know Mo from a long time. But we all played USA basketball together. You know, we was all together. Jonathan, we played Hoop Summit together, and we always had a good connection. You know, once great guys meet each other, you know, you always keep in touch. You always, you know, keep the relationship going. And I feel like it was just, we're brothers, you know, and now that we're on the same team, it makes it even better, you know, just to be able to be with these young guys and, you know, have fun and enjoy the process of growing as teammates, as players, as men. So
have you thought about playing the pick and roll with Mo Bamba as your center?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, we got great bigs here, but, you know, to have Mo, we already have chemistry, you know, like I said, we play together, so it's gonna be fun. You know, I'm gonna be on him, he's gonna be on me, and I think it's gonna be great.
Okay, so let's talk about that. A lot was made about the motion offense in Philadelphia, but now you're playing in a more pick and roll, more style that you're more comfortable with. Just talk about your strengths as a player, how that plays into your abilities and what you like to do.
I think me, you know, a lot of people don't realize that I'm a great passer. You know, that's probably what I love to do most, as well as I can score the ball from many different ways, but and also get out there on defense end. But screen and roll is one of the things I love to do. You know, in college, I was an unbelievable screen and roll player. And, you know, I was really excited. You know, coach puts you in positions where you strive best. So I'm really looking forward, you know, sitting down with coach and just getting everything together and rolling from there.
Speaking of college, Terrence Ross, another fellow Husky. Have you connected with him at all?
Yes. We actually, when I first was getting recruited, you know, I saw that he went there, and then we already been talking. You know, we talked ever since I got drafted. Even when I was in college, we used to chat a little bit. But, you know, UW got those go-getters, you know, get buckets. So
I'm about it. I loved watching your college film. You were great, man. You were wonderful to watch. So you mentioned Steve Clifford. You mentioned his system. You mentioned how he is as a coach. What are some of the things you guys have talked about? I know the timeline is just to get things right, to get things going. But what have you talked with Steve about how he plans to use you and maybe what his message is to you?
Yeah, we just both said he said he's been watching film. You know, he's been doing what he has to do. And we just wanted to come together and he wanted to listen to me and hear where I think I'm best, and he also wanted to see where he thinks I'm best and then go from there. And I think that's very you know, awesome for him to be able to, you know, sit down and talk to me and see where he thinks I'm best, and I'm looking forward to hear where he thinks I'm gonna be the best at, and then we just go from there and be on the same page. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just being on the same page and having one goal in mind.
You saw this Magic team early on in the year when you were in Philadelphia, when you started against them. What were some of your takeaways from what this team has in place and maybe where you can help them?
Man, they have a lot of, you know, young talent. You know, they have a couple of vets, but very talented, you know, very talented and young. And I've just seen, like, just for them to grow, like, as the season goes on, I just see so much, like, growth there where they can get better, and they're already really good. And I think I can just be that young spark, you know, that young guy that's humble, you know, that's going to work hard and hopefully push everybody to, you know, to get better. And I feel like it's just made to be. So
I saw on your Instagram today you posted a picture of you in a Magic jersey. We were looking at it before we started this. Does it feel like maybe this was supposed to be, that maybe this was fate and that you were supposed to be a member of the Magic and succeed here?
Man, that's how I feel. I feel like everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm blessed, you know, to be drafted by the Sixers and, you know, play those 2 years with them. But to be here, it almost feels like home. Like I said, you know, how everybody's treating me, how, you know, I know so many people, and then seeing that picture of me with a Magic jersey on when I was young, it just feels like it's home. So
did you watch Penny much?
Yes, I watched Penny. It's funny, you know, a lot of people, I try to put a little bit of Penny in the game, you know, tween cross. So yeah, I watch Penny play a lot.
I was gonna say, I see a lot of Penny's game in yours. Well, Markel, I appreciate you taking the time and sitting down for us, and it was wonderful to get to know you, and I'm excited for your time here in Orlando.
Thank you so much.
I really hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed getting that interview for you, because I learned a lot about Markel that maybe I didn't know before. You know, so much has been made about the oddities of how this was handled, how this has been portrayed. And really, that to me, the thing that I got out of that, it's just a young kid trying to find his way in professional basketball. Young kid that wants to succeed, that wants to make his organization proud, wants to make his family proud, and wants to make himself proud. You know, he used the word humble. This is the former number one overall pick in the NBA draft, guys. Consensus number one. And he used the word humble. He has been humbled, hadn't he, Cody?
He absolutely has been humbled. And you look at the situation that he's had in Philadelphia, I think that would humble anyone. You know, when you go through something like that, when you're not sure if it's a physical ailment, if it's a mental ailment, if it's both, that's something that's very scary. And you can tell that he's very thankful to be playing basketball and very thankful to be in this situation. And I think really going to be rejuvenated by being able to come to Orlando, play with guys that he's had a familiar past with, and try and get them back to the playoffs and succeed as a member of the Magic.
Absolutely. Well, it should be fun having him around. It should be interesting to watch that story develop over the final 25 games of the year, as well as the summer, and sees what happens, sees how he develops as a Magic player. But first things first, 7 o'clock game tonight. You got the Hornets in town. You've lost 13 straight against them, including 8 inside your home building. We talk a lot about breaking cycles. That cycle needs to break tonight. Magic need to go into the break on a 5-game run. Let's get it. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're off Monday and Tuesday. Reminder. All right, we'll see you guys later.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.